Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, though, B?
Hey, what up, Spliff?
Oh, just cooling, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Thursday.
Down and dirty.
Down and dirty. Shout out to us. We made it another week.
We always going to make another week, goddammit. We ain't playing no games.
Without catching the coronavirus. It's hard times now, though. Man, no, I ain't knocking on no wood because my immune system is great. And, you know, God got me. I've been covered. I haven't been sick in years, for real. Like, I can't even remember the last time I was sick.
Cocky.
I'm not being cocky. I'm just saying my immune system is good. I take care of myself.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So, definitely going to knock on that wood, though, because, yeah.
Don't knock on it now.
Okay. Shout out to the homie in the studio. We got a special guest tonight, y'all. Shout out to my boy, El Dro. Where you been?
What's going on, people? Man, been around the world and yeah.
Hey. Okay, y'all. Yeah. Yes, so he is in the building. We are going to go to a real quick song to start the show off, y'all. So y'all know we got so many songs from El Dro up in the studio.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yes, yes. So, of course, I had to go in the archives and grab some of that old El Dro. We ain't going to hit y'all with the new stuff yet, but yes, classics.
Let's go.
Matter of fact, let me show you what I did find. Peep this, because I wanted to show you too, Spliff.
Yeah, it's your boy El Dro kicking it with my homegirl Brittany on Ear Candy Radio. You can hear music from my upcoming mixtape, In Us We Trust, like my new single Comfortable.
I swear I'm comfortable.
And break it down. Fresh off of my upcoming mixtape, In Us We Trust, hosted by DJ Drama. In Us We Trust.
Yes. I don't need no motherfucking introduction. When it's popping off, my niggas busting, no discussion. I come from where niggas learn to make something out of nothing. Anybody out of line gon' feel the fucking repercussions. I done came up from the bottom, now I'm headed to the top. Even if I fell off, you niggas could never get my spot. I'm a motherfucking problem, you niggas gotta deal with. My day one niggas I'm still with, keep on spitting that real shit. My time is now and I need mine, no such thing as no free time. These niggas hate to see me shine, I give them two fingers, no peace sign. I can't stop, I'm in go mode, trying to add a game in a chokehold. Stay hot, but I'm so cold, they take shots, but I won't fold. If you ain't know, cause I've been a threat, these niggas rookies, I've been a vet. I'm on the rise, just getting started, nigga. Hell no, I ain't finished yet. I learned the game from the OGs. Try to play me, ho, please. All I know is make mo cheese. Better drop down on both knees. I do it for my niggas that be grinding day and night. Doing bad their whole life, so now they trying to make it right. You could bet when I recorded, the real is getting reported. Niggas say they getting money, but really getting extorted. I call it how I see it, and these niggas looking funny. They can send they little threats, but they ain't never took shit from me. You know the boy Dro, I get it poppin' in this bitch. On the mission, chasing dough, and I ain't stopping till I'm rich. Bitch, I stayed down till I came up. Been a real nigga, never change up. Started off from the underground, now it's time to come fuck the game up. Y'all niggas know my campaign, you still low, that's a damn shame. We poppin' bottles of champagne, like my whole thing just won a damn game. We smoke kush till it's all gone, don't give a fuck about what y'all on. Told my niggas I'ma hold it down, if I ever make it, then we all know. You damn right, I'ma feed the fam, that's the way shit's supposed to be. You know them goons stay close to me, so nigga think twice before approaching me. I told these niggas I was taking off, they thought it couldn't be. The only thing I tell them now is nigga look at me, look at me, look at me, my nigga look at me, look at shining bright. I was the light when niggas couldn't see. You start getting money and watch these niggas switch. Why these lames playing games, bitch, we getting rich. These jealous niggas wanna see me falling off. Putting work 24/7, never calling off. Still stacking this cash up, y'all pussy niggas just gassed up. If I'm ever down to my last buck, I'll be up in all black masked up. Gotta get this money by all means, really doing doing shit that's in your dreams. Linked up with a raw team. We some dirty niggas, but we all clean. And we all riding in one ride. And just thought I'd let y'all niggas know. For the bullshit you can miss me with, I got my mind focused on getting dope. Nigga, you would too if you knew what this game would do to you. Hope that I'm getting through to you. Act like this shit ain't new to you. I've been in it for a minute, now it's on me. Time to let these niggas know just what it's gon' be. I let you motherfuckers win, but now the game's mine. Ain't no more shooting in the gym, bitch, it's game time. I hold it down for my whole team. Got enough style to make a whole screen. Talking about all that shit you got, but y'all niggas ain't making no cream. That's why I'm going all out for mine, and I'm down to do what they do. Cause suckers do what they can do, and real niggas do what they won't. Only thing I'm seeing is dollar signs. I gotta grind till I'm out of time. I need it all, that's the bottom line. Y'all niggas out of sight, out of mind. I get it in on my own. So pussy nigga, I'm grown. I'm coming up for that throne. Yelling out, fuck the world till I'm gone. Out.
Bugsy said I was supposed to cut his throat. Then cut it.
If I gotta pull up faster than an Uber driver, somebody getting wetter than a scuba diver. I can make nothing out of something like I'm Sue MacGyver. Niggas want deals on wheels, I two for fire. Now everybody say what's up to your new supplier. I heard these niggas was talking about me like a dog. It's all fun and games till you get hoes in your London fog. You gotta crawl before you can walk, now all he can do is crawl. His brother the man tried to pull him on, all he had to do was ball. But he got a couple flaws, he liked to run his jaws. Pillow talking to his bra, and it got back to me, dog. Now I'm pulling up with that work like I work at the factory, dog. Keep your mouth closed unless you eatin' pussy, nigga. I told him not to never even push me, nigga. I ain't no killer, but you ain't seen push me, nigga. Now I ride this motherfucker with bullets all in his pussy, nigga. Now they make a post about him on Facebook all mushy, nigga. With prayer hand emojis. Don't play me, man, I told him. He done wrote a check as I can't cash, and I literally wrote him. Akron is the show me city, and I literally showed him. I'm the wolf, nigga. You all bark rough, nigga. You need a push, nigga. Coke, Fetty, Cook, nigga. I'm Tony Montana's nephew, mixed with a little who have two. Shoot a nigga below the waist, and that's a F2. Hit a nigga off in his face, then it's F2. I done took you through step one, here goes step two. Skip to my dude, monkey see, monkey do. You fuck with me, I'ma fuck with you, I can turn into a fucking fool. I can be the coolest nigga you ever knew. Smoother than a shot of Dose in a cold brew. This is cold blue. I'm moving nigga mobile, a mogul. These niggas acting deaf. I told you. This nigga about to rap. I done told you. I done always pay my debt if I owed you. Nigga, pay me in respect or I fold you. The dopest rapper alive, if I'm not, then I'm one of them. And I ain't just talking about just Akronis, you fucking dumb. Put me up against your favorite rapper, he a fucking bum. The type of nigga that'll let a nigga take his fucking gun. What? Shit, I know I make a hater mad. Nigga built like Larry Holmes, can't fight us without a paper bag. I got a purple heart, you niggas get a paper tag. On your toe, nigga, it's on the floor, man, nigga, let's go.
All right, y'all, we back. And that was my boy, Baby Bugsy. Shout out to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the Wolf of Wildwood. Y'all know he was on the show last week, and it went down. We was talking that shit.
He dropped some jewels.
If y'all did not tune in last week, be sure y'all go to the website. That show, so y'all can check that show out. You always got my back. So, okay, y'all, we're back.
Yeah.
tell y'all niggas about me. Yeah. I came up in the section where it ain't no hope. Where young niggas get the stress and when it ain't no dope. Right around the block from where they get it down at. Gunshots and sirens, the city soundtrack. Ain't nowhere to go, they got a nigga caged in. Only promise is a coffin or the safe bin. The people around you don't wanna see you make it out. Soon as the nigga reach the gate, they try and take him out. Hard times hit the hood like a hurricane. In this life ain't nothing good, it's a dirty game. Where I'm from, you never let a nigga cross you twice. Cause the end result of that might be a loss of life. Right or wrong, it's just the times that we living in. No matter how hard it get, I'm never giving in. R.I.P. the Bolo, yeah, we used to get it in. Might be gone, but through my rhymes, you gon' live again. Might be gone, but through my rhymes, you gon' live again. Might be gone, but through my rhymes, you gon', yeah. Fuck the police, they just wanna put the cuffs on us. Like young niggas ain't already got enough on us. It's a struggle just trying to survive day to day. Ain't nobody giving you shit, you gotta make a way. Looking back at all the obstacles I overcame. Feeling numb to this shit like it was no change. In my life I got some wounds that I never healed. Still I never ever voted and I never will. Niggas risk their life for a gold chain. Kill you without thinking twice, it's a gold game. Money the only thing that matter when a nigga broke. Trying not to go back to that shit, keep a nigga woke. Typical bullshit, keep a nigga stressed. Lot of shit on my mind, so it's hard to get some rest. Can't be mad, it's the lifestyle we all chose. Will I fail or prevail, only God knows. Will I fail or prevail, only God knows. Will I fail or prevail only? Yeah. No matter how it go, the world still turning. Trying to teach my young niggas, but I'm still learning. But can I tell them that ain't already been said yet? Been through so much shit, I'm just happy I ain't dead yet. Trying to see a meal before I see the crossroads. See my love and loyalty is just a lost cause. But there's a lot of niggas taking from the sideline. In this game, we ain't playing by no guidelines. In my city, niggas raising up the crime rate. You eating all you on the menu, that's the mindset. If you got it and they want it, they'll really get you. Make sure them niggas that's around you is really with you. Get your team right, nigga, then get your green right. Don't wait for nobody else to give you the green light. Just remember, shit ain't always what it seems like. If you can't understand that, then you ain't seen life. If you can't understand that, then you ain't seen life. If you can't understand that, then you ain't, yeah.
Okay, y'all, we back. And that was L. Dro, new song off the album.
Yeah, yeah.
How the hell you
find it? He sent me the music.
Oh, you sent it to her? Oh, yeah, so the, yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we had a miscommunication because I was talking about your dude. And you, yeah, we can talk about it later. We definitely had a miscommunication, though. I figured that when you sent me them songs. I'm like, you already sent me the music.
No, but I looked up, and it was like, not yet. Midnight.
Yeah.
Out of the country.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not able to be played in this country. I'm like,
right.
Doing some different shit.
You know he had to give us the exclusive.
Yeah.
Yes. So what you think about it, Spliff?
I like it.
Yes. Okay.
For sure.
So tell us about this album. What is this album called?
It's called Higher Learning.
Okay.
It's executive produced by my dogs, the Olympics. It features the joint with Jadakiss and Beanie Sigel on there.
Okay.
We never officially released that joint on a project.
Dope.
This album was really like therapy for me. It wasn't, I didn't approach it like I needed to create a club record or a radio record or anything like that. I just did what I felt. I'm happy with the results.
Okay. So tell me about the title, Higher Learning. Where you get that from?
Because,
it made me think about the movie back in the
definitely
day.
Definitely, that had a little bit to do with it. That's okay. Definitely one of my favorite movies. But really, overall, with this project, I wanted to, give a little bit of balance because a lot of the music that's out now is kind of disposable and a lot of repetitive shit. So I wanted to create music that give you something to think about as opposed to just a cool beat to shake your ass to and bob your head to and a cool hook. You know what I mean?
You can say trash.
Yeah, trash. A lot of shit is trash, but you know, it's selling. It's people out there that like it, so I can't really, you know, it's all opinionated.
And that was actually one of the questions I had for you. You know, what did you think about the current state of the music now? You know, in your opinion.
I think it's in a great space because anybody can put out music and gain a fan base and, you know, do their thing and get some money in this game. But at the same time, it's in a terrible space because anybody can put out music, get a fan base, and make some money in this game. So I feel like 50-50 on it.
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet.
And
I'm with you. You know, you always want to see somebody get money. You know, however they getting it, you know, you're not hating on nobody, but you just be like, damn, you know, you could, especially when people have that platform, it's like, why don't you use it to actually do something good?
Right.
You know,
right.
Put some knowledge out there, like, you know, higher learning. So I'm excited. I can't wait to hear the whole album.
Definitely appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite song off the album?
My favorite song off the album.
It's always a hard question.
It's hard to call it, but just off head, I'm gonna say the joint I shot a video for today with my dog Rob Bruce. Shout out to Rob Bruce.
Shout out to Rob Bruce.
It's called Love Changes.
Shot the video today?
Yeah, we shot the video earlier today. Yeah.
Are you releasing that tomorrow too?
It's going to be about a week.
Okay.
The rollout for this project, I wanted it to be a little different because, you know, typically you see the videos and then the album comes out. But I want to put the album out and then roll out the videos, about 6 or 7 videos.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's what's up. So do you want to tell us the concept of the song, of the video, or you just want to let us see it?
You'll see the video.
Okay.
When you hear the song, you'll probably get an idea what the video is going to be like. Me and the Olympics produced it together, and it's a dope joint. I sent it to you, I believe. So,
okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I got it on here. Okay. So we're going to play that when we go to the next commercial break,
for sure.
But I'm just so excited, you know, that you back doing your music. Cause you know, I love your music. Your
for
one
sure,
song,
I appreciate it.
That was one of our favorites, Ready to Get It.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it though. I was mad. I couldn't find it in my email, but that was one of Ear Candy Radio's favorite songs. I think it even got voted Ear Candy Radio favorite song 1 year. So, I mean,
you have always supported us.
And I appreciate you. And I'm happy that you back making music. I know you had a rough year last year.
I had a rough couple of years. That's why I had to fall back for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely good to be back.
Okay.
I'm in a good space.
So is that your motivation to keep going, you know? The rough patches that you went through these last couple years?
Yeah, it has to be. You know, you got to be resilient out here or you're not going to make it.
Right.
So, you know, I just try to turn that pain into something productive.
Okay.
That is therapy.
Yep. Okay, so real quick, y'all, we're going to let y'all hear this new song, Love Changes by Eldro.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mama used to say, watch who you call friends, cause ain't too many that's gonna be there when it all ends. Man, I swear I should've listened when she told me that, and said I show love that niggas never show me back. Man, you think you knew a nigga for your whole life, but turn around and he got your spine with a whole knife. Fuck a fake friend, I'd rather have an enemy. If you ain't rocking with me, my nigga, then don't pretend to be. Love is good until you show it to the wrong one. Act like they real and do you dirty in the long run. It's crazy just to see the way these motherfuckers roll. That's why I do my own thing and now trust the soul. Tried to play you when you thought that was your day one. Them be the type of niggas that I stay away from. Got into it with some niggas that I still love. That's just the way this shit unfolds when it's real love. Love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah. Listen. I said, love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
They say don't show no love, that shit to get you killed. But if you don't show no love, you be a victim still. It's like a game you can't win, it's a gift and a curse. The people that you love the most be that did you the worst. Had a few bitches that I really love from the heart, but really shouldn't have been fucking with them from the start. Gave them my all and I never got shit in return. Only thing I can say is fuck it, you live and you learn. That heartbreak can make you see the real more and more. Beefing with niggas that you would've went to war for. These niggas love to see you low until they see you get it. And once you got it, them niggas don't wanna see you with it. Jealous niggas gotta keep them out your circle. No matter what you doing, there's still people out to hurt you. That shit you go through gon' build you or it's gon' make you fold. When friends change up on you, that shit'll make you cold. Love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah. Yeah, I said, love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah, some niggas turn their back on you. Other niggas stab you in yours. Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Fire.
I'm feeling it.
That's what's up. I appreciate you.
Yes.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Love
no
changes.
Doubt, no doubt.
Hey, that was a dope sample. I'm feeling it. Yeah. And he said he produced this. He co-produced it. Co-produced. That's
yeah.
what I meant. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all school me then. School me.
You produce
other motherfuckers? Yeah, that's why I'm testing my hand. I'm doing mine first and seeing exactly where I'm at with it. And you know, then I'm going to start branching out and reaching out to other artists and producers.
You gonna keep your hardest beats, or you gonna just?
I'm gonna put the beats out that fit. If I feel like, if no matter how hard the beat is, if I feel like it fits another artist, then it's theirs. You know what I mean?
Okay, for all the other people out there, like not me, because we're not talking about me, but for all the people who don't know what producing an album is, like, can you let them know what that means?
Executive producing is overseeing the project. Producing is making the beats. So I co-produced the majority of this album with the Olympics, and we both executive produced the project.
Cool. You learn something new every day.
Where are you based out of?
The Olympics are based out of Detroit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they produce a lot for Rick Ross, Wayne, Big Sean, just a bunch of people. You know, they fire. My dogs.
So are you more focusing on like producing music, or are you gonna focus on making your own music?
Both. I want to like gradually fall into producing for other artists. I really need to get where I want to be first before I can really take that step.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all good. So if I wanted to come out with my own album, I can come to you. Like, you got me. You gonna give me a fire beat together?
No question about it.
Cause y'all know I be dropping on the low.
What you look for? My bad. You know, what you look for? Like when you're making a beat, what you look for in that beat? Do you just grasp it, or are you just like, I can spit to that? I know you can spit to anything.
Yeah. It depends on what the concept is. If I'm looking for a club record, it's going to be a certain type of feel. I might want to have some West Coast sound and shit, or have some like down south 808s. But for this project, I wanted to keep it soulful, so it has that you know, that raw Midwest street soulful sound. You know what I mean? Like J Dilla, Kanye. You know, that type of feel.
Rest in peace, J Dilla.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I do want to know, like, as far as you making music and stuff, who is there anybody, like, around the area, around the Akron area, you know, Ohio, that you would like to work with, that you haven't worked with yet?
I'm really pretty much open to working with anybody. I need to
I'm not saying that. I know you know, open to working. Like, I'm saying, like, is there anybody
I know.
I'm talking about, like, you done heard, you know, maybe a young nigga coming up, maybe somebody that's been in the game for a minute.
Yeah, I mean,
and you want to make an album with them, or not even a whole album, just a song with
a
them.
Song from the Ohio area or the city or
from the city.
From the city, I definitely fuck with my dog Shotty Boy. You gotta definitely get in, make something happen.
Shout out to Shotty.
My nigga Freeze, of course, that's my boy.
Okay.
Amp, you already know.
For sure.
Yeah. Little Ron Don, I fuck with him. I like what he doing.
Okay.
You know, and I fuck with his parents. God bless their soul. And
rest in peace, Shayla. AK.
Shayla and AK, yeah. It's a few from the city, man. Even on the production side, I wish my dog Joe Mill would get back on it. If Joe Mill is listening out there, he needs to tap the fuck in. I don't know what's going on.
I ain't hip to Joe Mills. Y'all gonna have to...
You definitely hip to him. He produced for a lot for Amp and the Jacka and a lot of niggas around it.
See, that's the thing about the producers. You know, a lot of times you don't never even know who the producers are for real. They play in the background.
That's why I felt like I had to put the Olympics names in there. You know, I had to do this partnership with them and help put them out there too, because I mean they're already out there, but the producers really don't get enough credit. I feel like the rappers and shit get the magazine covers and all of the crazy fans and shit, but when people kicking it in the club or riding a car or whatever listening to the music, they're not really thinking about what went into making the beat.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's a good idea for our next magazine.
Plus these beats.
Yeah, I like
it. The producers be saving niggas' lives nowadays. The beats be the hardest shit about the songs. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to the producers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Can all producers please get paid?
Please.
So, I mean, yeah, let's talk about that, because, like, how does that work? You know, is you charge your beat by just what you think you're worth, pretty much. That's how it goes.
Pretty much, but you gotta
by your name.
You gotta put in some work to get a name to be able to charge a certain price, unless you just happen to be one of them lucky ones to just make hard ass beats and come across an artist that's on that can make a hit out of it. But how often does that happen?
Okay, so you making your own beats and stuff now like that, but I'm saying your first album, how much would you pay for a beat? What's the most you pay for a beat?
For a beat.
And the cheapest, because I'm serious
about
this.
The cheapest is probably like $50. The most is like maybe a couple bands.
So when they do a beat for you, do they have to sign off like on all the rights and all that?
Yeah. And even when I spent a couple bands, it wasn't really for one beat. It was like a package deal.
Okay.
So, you know, it just depends. And I got to feel like a motherfucker worth it to really go through that.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, y'all. So we're going to go to another new song off of Eldro's album.
Activated ENT, man. I learned out midnight, man. I pressed up 330 hard copies, man. When they gone for good. So tap in with me.
Do you have them on you right now? Exactly.
Yeah, I got some in the car.
Hey, definitely going to cop us one. But shout out to Eldro. Well, I'm not, you know. Okay, y'all. Next song, Smoking Fuck.
Check this out.
She said she just wanna sit back and smoke something. Take her back to the crib, let me stroke something. Said she been fiending for a nigga all day. Ain't no secret, I fuck with her the long way. Pulled up and I'm already blowing. She hop right in like she already knowing. She try and get fucked and it's already showing. Soon as I get her home and it's already going. Shit, I'm the type of nigga she hit on a late night. When the situation at the crib ain't right, it ain't about to spend a dime on no date night. She only hit my line when she wanna take bite. I ain't tripping, that's cool with me. She free to be a freak when she fool with me. Usually we burn two or three, then I blow her back out till she through with me. Only thing she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. Said the last man was broke as fuck. Said she always thought that I was dope as fuck. And from the first day she met me, she hoped as fuck. I'm like, word, I was like that. She know what to do to keep me coming right back. Not love a girl that just love to fuck. Bust a nut and then buff a blunt. Like, all she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. We just smoke and fuck. We just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. We just smoke and fuck. We just smoke and fuck. She say she just wanna fuck with a real nigga. Somebody that no matter what, keep it real with her. She wants somebody that can sit back
can build with her. But most of these niggas don't know how to deal with her. I get that girl, that's understood. You just need somebody that's gonna fuck you good. Young nigga coming straight from the hood. I'ma beat that pussy up how the fuck I should. And that waist so small, but that ass so fat. I'd be a damn fool if I pass on that. See you walk by, shit, I can't even lie. Make a nigga wanna spend his cash on that shit. Baby got me like, hold up. Quit to give a nigga head while I roll up. In the panties, that ass looks swollen. She blow when I wanna suck a nigga solar. She fuck with me cause I let her be free. Her last nigga, he can never be me. That thing so tight and it stays so wet. Them other bitches ain't even a threat. Whenever we get together, always on that freak shit. Always in the mood for it, never on the weak shit. Roll one and we puffin' again. She wants the blunt get done, we be fucking again. Cause all she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. We just smoke and fuck, we just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. All she wanna do is just smoke and fuck. We just smoke and fuck, we just smoke and fuck.
Hey, man, he's coming through on this album, y'all. Shout out to El Dro, y'all. Make sure at 12 o'clock, y'all go to whatever platform you download music on.
I'm getting hard copies. Hard copies available, all streaming platforms.
I'm going to download
YouTube,
it, and
SoundCloud,
I want a hard copy.
Live mixtapes.
All that. You know what? So how long you been here in Akron?
I've been back and forth for a minute.
Okay. So have you been to King Loke's new hip hop gallery?
I've seen it, but I haven't been there yet.
So yeah, if you go down to his art gallery,
mm-hmm.
you can probably go down there and post up. I'm gonna hit him up, but that's what he made it for.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. Fuck with Loke.
Yes, it's so nice.
Yeah, shout out to Loke for putting that together, man. That's definitely a big look for the city. We need more shit like that.
And we were just talking about you know support, and mm-hmm. that's what it's about. Like that's really what he did that for, but. As far as, you know, supporting on a big scale, how do you feel about the city that you come from? Do you think it's harder to get them to support you initially?
I feel like LeBron is the number one motherfucker in the world, and he gets hated on like fuck from Akron. So I'm not exempt. I mean, he gets a lot of love here. Don't get me wrong. The love definitely outweighs the hate. But just to see the fact that you can hate on a nigga that's doing so much great shit and he comes from your backyard. Like, I don't understand that. So, you know, the support ain't never going to be probably to the point where we want it. But, you know, we just got to keep doing it for the people that do support it and not really worry about the ones that don't.
Right, man. Somebody pulled my coattail to that once because I was talking about like haters and shit on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And she inboxed me. She was like, basically, like, I support everything you do. And she was like, you always addressing the haters. Like, forget the haters. Like, talk about the people who do support you. Like, she
right.
just checked me for real. I was mm-hmm. like,
respect.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what it is about. Focus on the people that do matter, on the people that do care,
mm-hmm.
that are supporting you, you know, gonna share your stuff. It don't take nothing to share.
Right.
Man, share, like. I don't know why that's so hard for people to do.
That's an album.
Yeah.
How many tracks you got on this album?
12 tracks on the album. I wanted to keep it short and soulful, like kind of.
Really short?
It's, well, nowadays that is kind of a extended project, but I wanted to keep it like in the spirit of like Jay-Z 444, Common B album, Nas, Illmatic, like the Scarface, The Fix, like not comparing myself to those dudes because they legends, but I wanted to put together
you are a legend.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro. I definitely appreciate that shit, man. But yeah, I just wanted to put together a short, soulful project that. Music that I feel like my mother could be proud of, God bless her soul, and you know, just music that I feel. That's why I wasn't really aiming for no club shit or no radio shit. This was a therapy album, basically.
I love it. I can't wait to listen to it, period. 12 o'clock, I'm waiting till it drops. Downloading it on Apple Music.
Definitely appreciate you. Definitely appreciate y'all, man.
So, is there anything you got to say about any projects you got coming out? What's going on?
Well,
besides this album dropping tomorrow, of course.
Since I missed out on so much time doing music, I feel I got to play catch up. So I plan on dropping 3 installments of Higher Learning this year. This will be the first one, the second one in the summer, last one in December.
Dope.
It'll be 3 12 track albums. So I'm giving y'all a whole brick of music, 36 tracks.
Oh. Dope.
I'll probably keep the same.
Literally.
I'll probably keep the same strategy as far as like just pressing up 330 copies for each one and try to keep the project more of a personal thing, you know what I mean? And got the podcast, Puff and Politics Podcast, which you definitely have to come on this season when we get it started.
That's awesome.
The Puff and Politics Podcast. Y'all gotta
Puff
come
and
on.
Politics Podcast. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot a special episode Sunday. Talking about the album and what else? My dog DJ Deuce put me in the movie Credence. It'll be coming out soon, I believe. He's dropping it in the summer.
Wow.
It's a small role, but it's just like a beginning. Yeah.
Still a star.
Yeah, it's a beginning. And, really just focusing on rolling out videos for this album and pushing and promoting it. And you know, I'm in a good space. I feel good that I got my own label now, Activated Entertainment, and I'm just doing things on my own dime and on my own time.
I like it. I love it. I'm happy for you. You look happy. You look good, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate
your
you.
Your skin look clear, all that good stuff. Like, yeah, like you, for real. Like, I'm being honest, though. Like, you look good. You look happy, like you know. I go off energy and vibes. Like
yeah.
I feel your energy and vibes. Like it's good energy. So I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you pushed through. You kept on going with this music because you know people love you. Like people love your music. And like you said, you putting out that music and you got a good message attached to it. So
yeah.
Higher Got Learning, you. Y'all. Make sure y'all download it at 12 o'clock. It's gonna drop.
Forget them horror copies like me.
Yeah,
it's only 330 copies.
And a lot of them are gone before tomorrow I even get here. A lot of people just hit me up and been reserving me, cash apping me and PayPal and shit, so I got to get it to them.
Yeah. So make sure y'all grab an album if y'all want a hard copy and download it.
Yeah,
Double support.
They're going to be in 2Live, too. I'm going to try to hurry up and get them to 2Live before they be gone and shit. So
that's what's up.
Check them out.
All right, and again, take him down to King Loke's spot. He is selling for you down there, too.
Yeah,
our
for
studio
sure.
is about to be open in a couple weeks, too. So, you know,
where the location at for the new studio?
Copley Road.
Okay, cool.
Copley and Nome. So,
cool. Yeah. Hey,
it's open now, but we just, you know,
hey, let me say congratulations to y'all on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are you're a staple in the city, Brittany, and I definitely appreciate and respect what you're doing. Your platform is dope, and keep doing the shit.
Thank you. I appreciate you for saying that, you know. So, okay, guys, we are going to go to the last new song that he sent me because we ain't going to play every song for y'all. Y'all got to make sure y'all download the album.
For sure.
Thank you again for coming through. Love you. We appreciate you.
Definitely and, love y'all, too. Thank you for having me.
You know, I just wish you all the success on
Likewise.
Everything, every single thing that you touch. I hope it turns to gold.
Likewise.
All right. So this last song, y'all, is called Sometimes.
Yeah. Shout out to my dog, Luton. Come on.
No more stressing in this life I live. I cry hard to have something to show for it. Learn my lessons from the things I did. And when the pain come, I try to ignore it. Sometimes.
I like the weed and let my mind drift. Time ticks, sometimes I feel life is just a mind trick. Sometimes I feel like my own mind sick. Sometimes I search deep and don't find shit.
Sometimes I sit and think all day. Sometimes the stress make me smoke and drink all day. Sometimes I just be in my zone, chilling alone. Cause shit is a lot different now that niggas is grown. Sometimes I feel alone in the room full of friends. Look out for niggas that feel used in the end. Sometimes I wish that I could sit and talk with my mother, just to spend time with her and let her know that I love her. Sometimes I sit and think about heaven or hell. Realize most of my niggas either dead or in jail. Sometimes I wanna cry, but it still won't show. Sometimes I get high and I still feel low.
No more stressing in this life I live. I cry hard to have something to show for it. Learn my lessons from the things I did. And when the pain come, I try to ignore it. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes.
Sometimes I sit back and just think about my past. Sometimes I can't sleep at night thinking about this cash. Sometimes I benefit from just using my grind. Sometimes I smoke weed to keep from losing my mind. Sometimes I just wanna ride around all day. Link up with my niggas, get lit and clown all day. Sometimes I look up and just pray to the sky and thank God for his blessings every day I'm alive. Sometimes I feel like life is too much to deal with. Sometimes I don't feel shit. Sometimes I wanna poly with my niggas in the hood just to show love and make sure niggas is good. Sometimes I feel like I just gotta be alone. Sometimes for days at a time I ain't even home. Sometimes I'm out of line when I get like this. Sometimes I write a rhyme and spit shit like this. Like this.
No more stressing in this life I live. I cry hard to have something to show for it. Learn my lessons from the things I did. And when the pain come, I try to ignore it. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes. Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes. Shit could get out of
comes to a sleeping man but dreams.
Your heart
while I'm trying to live out my dreams while I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
It was all a dream, but now it's turning into my reality. Go out and get it by any means is my mentality. I gotta make it happen for anybody who doubted me. In actuality, it just brought the best about me. That's why I'm focused on making this green. Fuck chasing after these hoes, I'm chasing my dreams. And I'm steady hoping and praying that things come through. While I'm in the process of making my dreams come true. I've seen niggas' dreams turn into a nightmare. For some ice gear and a nice pair of Nike Air. Because the streets ain't giving a fuck. Where I'm from, we all dream about living it up. It's hard to sleep when your reality is better than your dream. It's kinda hard to figure out whatever that it means. But I'm ready for this lifestyle and everything it brings. Even though they always tell me shit is never what it seems. Yeah, and this is what dreams was made for. Time for me to get all of the things that I prayed for. I gotta do it for the niggas who I started with. Damn, I wish Polo was here to be a part of it. He's still with me, he just watching from my eye of view. Every step of the way, helping God to guide me through. I know it's something that he proud to see. Look in the clouds like I know my nigga proud of me. While these other niggas is playing, I'm trying to get my cake up. Cause dreams come true, but that's only if you wake up. My eyes wide open, my nigga, I never snooze. I play this game hard, my nigga, I never lose. I'm trying to live the life I was always dreaming of. Won't stop till I get it, put that on everything I love. Was never pressed or concerned with a friend. Really, I'm just a young nigga that's determined to win. Shit, I used to be considered a nothing or nobody. So now I ain't stopping for nothing or nobody. Cause being a failure ain't a part of the plan. But if I fail, just know that I win as hard as I can. And even though it's hard to understand what it really means, I'm just praying this shit is what it seems. I'm living out my dreams. I'm living out my dreams.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. count it up. It's all there. Fuck it.
I'm getting to the money, to the money. 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 These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. Out on my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money. I'm getting to the money, 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 to the money. These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. Out on my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money, to the money. I'm getting to the dope. I'd rather stack mine than to give it to a hoe. I've been up on my grind, I'll let a nigga know. Sell it for the high when you get it for the low. Fuck all the petty shit, I'm all about cash. Riding around, sitting back, smoking on gas. Stunting on all my old hoes from the past. Jealous niggas ain't probably open out of crash. Cash moves everything around me. Nothing more important than a dollar bill. And whatever I can't get your bitch to do, then I guarantee a couple dollars will. If you ain't no nigga, money talking all the bullshit, never stop walking. If the conversation ain't about getting this money up, then nigga stop talking. I'm getting to the money, to the money. 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 These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. Out on my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money. I'm getting to the money, 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 to the money. These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. I don't know my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money, to the money. I gotta get it up, get into the money, I can never get enough. Lame niggas hating on me, I don't give a fuck. Only got one life, so I gotta live it up. Blowing on purple kush, mixing with the haze. Sipping on the Henny, got a nigga in the day. Smoke by the zone, fresh J's on my feet. Got a different bitch every day of the week. All I do is just go hard, fuck bad bitches and get money. I'm on the grind, ain't no smiling, ain't no laughing, ain't shit funny. I hustle hard like my rent do. Shoes cost more than your rent do. If the shit I'm talking offends you, then motherfucker, I meant to. Cause I'm getting to the money, to the money. 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 These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. Out on my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money, to the money. I'm 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 getting to the money, to the money. These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. I don't know my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money, to the money. Fuck hoes, get paid. Gotta play the game and fuck around and get played. It ain't about money, then it really ain't shit. It don't make dollars, then it don't make sense. Fuck a hater, I'ma reach for the sky. Hustle day and night, I can sleep when I die. These niggas try way too hard. Never see me lose, cause I play too hard. You see me shine and you can tell that I'm on. Ferragamo, Marcello, Balone. You bitch around me, try to smell my cologne. If I get her alone, she'll never come on. I do it like it ain't shit, fluid. Any obstacles, I'ma get through it. Niggas had a chance and they been blew it. We talking money, let's get to it. I'm getting to the money, to the money. 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 These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. Out on my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money. I'm getting to the money, 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 to the money. These hoes can't get shit from me. Broke niggas joking, it ain't shit funny. Out on my grind, either rain or sunny. All of my niggas getting to the money, to the money.
Okay, guys, we are back. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yo, yo.
Down and Dirty After Dark with Brit and Spliff.
We back.
We're back.
Eldro in the building still. That's got the highest album right now.
Ooh. Yes, I can't wait till 12 to download that.
I got them hard copies.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving none away.
Okay. So we also do have another interview, though, tonight.
I'm giving some away, though.
Okay.
All right.
But do you want to talk about this interview tonight, though?
Yeah, yeah, my nigga. C's.
Okay.
Where my nigga at?
Hey.
C's, where you at, my guy?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Shout out to you.
What up, brother?
What's good, bro?
What's going on, C's?
How y'all?
Top.
I'm all right, mommy. How y'all
doing?
Doing
good. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
The viewers and the listeners.
I just want to thank y'all for giving me the
opportunity
to come on, man. Use y'all's platform. Feel me? My name's Sage, owner and CEO of Old Don's Finest Pleasures. It's a adult entertainment company out of Ohio.
Okay.
You said it's called what now?
Old Don's.
Old Don's Finest Pleasures. Old Don's Finest,
Finest Pleasures. Okay, what y'all got going on? What's this Finest Pleasures about? I need more details.
You know, it's a adult entertainment company. You know, we specialize in webcam models, entertainers. You know, we do also adult projects for adult modeling and shit. You know, some new, some different.
Definitely something different. That's what's up.
Okay. I like the concept. I'm feeling it. Especially with, you know, the times nowadays. Everybody into all that. So that's where it's at. I'm feeling it. Okay.
Definitely for sure.
So what's your main goal to go for? Like, you got a all around or just specifically where you're at? In your state, in your city?
No, you know, I've been around since 2012. You know, it originated out of Akron. You know, starting a new business out, you know, you're going to have your bumps in the road, you know, your trials or whatever. But, you know, like, it was a learning process at first, you know, but since then, you know, I've relocated to Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, man, I'm ready to turn up. You know, we got big things coming up this year. Our first project.
What's, you had went out for a second. You said your first project what? Yo, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
We here?
Tish.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear, man. We hear you. Your phone went out, though.
My bad.
So you said what?
I apologize. Yeah, so our first project that I got coming out is going to be the first issue of the Finest Pleasures magazine. You know, the concept with that, you know, I want to feature all the finest talent around Ohio, you know, from our pleasure models to our entertainers and, you know, whether you're a barber, nail tech, makeup artist, pool caterers, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, for the first issue. But it's going to be hot, man.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I wish you, you know, all the success with that. That sound dope.
What got you started in this? What made you want to think that's the thing to do? You know?
Well, you know, I always had a passion and, you know, respect for the entertainment business. For real, you know, probably, you know, since, you know, like, I've been going to strip clubs and shit. But, you know, one day, you know, when I was just really putting the plan together, I sat down and, you know, was politicking with my guy, you know, Ghetto the Plug. You know, so I want to give a shout out to Ghetto, you know, free him. But, you know, we were sitting down one day, and, you know, he had really kind of just opened the vision for me. And, you know, one thing led to another, but, you know, see, man, this word's cracking, bro.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Okay, that's what's up. Free Ghetto, free you. You'll be home in a few days on my watch, but,
sure.
You know.
Sure, I'm on my way.
So how can people get more information about your company? Do you have a website?
No, yes, I do, mommy. You know, you can check out the website at www.ohdfinestpleasures.com. You can hit us up on the IG at OHDFP. Same as the Twitter at ODimesFP.
Okay, you everywhere. That's what's up. Okay, we're going to make sure we get that out there for everybody listening, you know. So on your website, do you give more information about the webcams and stuff like that? I'm interested.
Yes, I do. Upcoming project.
Huh?
You know, like, you know, for real, like the people all the way real, you know, this is my first interview, so, you know, I'm all open, you know, like whatever y'all want to know, you know, I'm going to put it out there, so, you know, that's live in the interview with whatever y'all want to know.
Okay, so, you got to let us know, because we, you know, you really into kind of sticky waters for real with that, and you know, you want to really be careful what you're putting out online and your wording and all that shit, because you know, them people be watching for real for sure. So you just want to have all your ducks in a row, but I'm with it though. I mean, I feel like it's definitely, you know, it's plenty of things online that's already happening like that, so I'm just saying be smart with it. You know, that's why I'm being real careful with my questions.
Right. You know, my dude always told me, though, you know, the keys to be successful, you know, you either got to be first, best, or different. So, you know, it ain't really too much shit, you know, that's new up under the sun. But I feel like, you know, everything that, you know, my company got to offer, you know, is going to be different, you know, with a super twist on it. So, but you definitely, you know, got to be careful of your word. But, you know. Tap into the website, though, at www.ohdfinancepleasures.com.
Okay.
It's all up in.
So tell us about some of y'all's parties. Tell us about one of y'all's parties, or like the best party y'all done had so far. Entertainment type party. Y'all do that, right?
Yeah, body painting parties on the way. You know, right now, you know, since the site, you know, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my own girl, you know, Tisha Worthy, man, because, you know, she's kind of like the glue right now, you know, making sure, you know, everything coming together. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to her. But, you know, like I say, you know, look forward to the spring of 2020, early summer, you know, man, we're going to turn up, man. Definitely gonna turn up. Body
okay.
Party.
Are y'all looking for models? Like, you know, what's up? Like, is there any kind of way we can help you? You know, what you trying to do? Put it out there.
Definitely.
You just looking for clients?
For sure looking
what
for
you looking
models.
For?
Definitely for sure looking for models.
Definitely
though,
for sure looking for models.
Webcam models, promotional models, models for the website. You know, like I say, you know, the first issue of the magazine is gonna be a Ohio-based concept, but you know, everything that my company got to offer, you know, is bigger than Ohio. So, you know, my second project that I got coming out is going to be an Ohio to Denver collaboration. You know, so I just want to shout out, you know, all my peoples in Denver who are familiar. You know, shout out to my peoples in Tampa, peoples in Jacksonville, peoples in St. Louis. You know, all Don's Finest, you know, man, we got some big things coming out this year. So, you know, y'all just stay tuned, tapped in. You know, stay connected with the IG and Twitter. You know, like I say, all the contact information on the website. So, you know, just stay tuned, man. You know, the best is yet to come.
My man.
All right, that's what's up. Well, we appreciate you for calling in tonight. We definitely going to get your information out there. Let people know what you got going on. And we need you to do the same for us. Let everybody in there know what we got
this
going on. You know, let them know they can get
Ohio
interviews.
Ohio Correctional Facility and may be recorded and monitored.
For sure, man.
Let them know
like
they
I
can
say,
get interviews in there. All that shit.
Appreciate
you know, we need
man.
You to spread the word just like we spread the word for you.
For sure. Shout out Erie County Radio. No, shout out my loud radio. My people's out of Cleveland. Shout out my little cousin Tion Starworth at Guap Gang Radio down in Columbus. You know, I just want
to hell yeah, they're my people too.
For sure. You know, so it's definitely all love.
Hey, that's
know?
Crazy because when I first started, I worked with old girl. What's her name? Stoney. That started my loud radio.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I worked with her.
Yeah.
We started together on what was it? anyways, we started together on a radio station, and she went off and did her thing. I went off and did my thing. So shout out to her, and shout out to Guap Gang Radio. They was the first radio station to ever interview me. I still got that on my website
sure,
to this
I
day.
Remember that.
So shout out to them.
I remember that.
Yeah, shout out
I
to them.
That.
You know, it all comes full circle. So
tuned.
That's what's up.
Also, stay tuned. I got a clothing line being released this fall called Champions Hustle. You know, so, you know, y'all be looking forward to that. And, you know, like I say, man, I'm going to stay connected with y'all. I'll be home in like 45 days. So, you know, y'all just stay tuned, man. I ain't going to disappoint y'all out there, man.
Right on.
All right. That's what's up. Well, thanks for calling in tonight. We appreciate you. When you touch down, come through to the studio. You know, it's going.
For sure. You know, so I love. Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you. All right, y'all. Shout out to C.
Shout out to C. Shout out to L. Dro in the building.
Yes,
still.
Still in the building. That's that real shit. You know, stand through and comment on the topics that we didn't get to yet.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we do. We was kind of talking about some juicy topics as well. So.
Yeah, what was this?
Still Down and Dirty Radio.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It is. So, huh, which one do we all want to put out there? I don't know.
I don't know. Dead air means no air.
Yeah, so we're going to go to a real quick song because I don't know which topic I was going to put out there. I wasn't ready for that. So we're going to go to a real quick song and be right back.
How did you know that was the blue one?
I do not know, Master.
You do not know? Huh?
I only apologize for my ignorance, Master. I will do anything to prove my worthiness.
You have been to the movies again, I see. Full of disciples falling to their knees at the slightest hint of their master's displeasure. Leroy, this is not a punishment. It is a celebration. You have touched the final level you knew without knowing. We have finished our journey together.
I'm all about a dollar bill. Niggas throw their H's up when they hear me holler heel. Never did no potter, never seen me pop a pill. But I jump inside a bottle like a genie. I'm in the club with my Rollo, niggas can't see me. I leave the club with a model, she wanna see me. I'm in the major league, you niggas peewee. We done moved major keys, now I'm sleepy. Pocahontas want me to creep in her teepee. She done sucked a nigga so hard it felt like I got a peepee. Boy, to your knees bad. If a bitch fucking with me, she need a knee pad. Fist in the air like capping it, but my knee bad. Heavy on the mayo, need three slabs. It is what it is, color me bad. Ain't about to beef with a nigga punching a keypad. They think they know, but they really don't. I'm trying to get her to a level where it's really about to blow. Cause a nigga got the glow. They wanna come, but everybody can't go. They think they know, but they really don't. I'm tryna get it to a level where it's really about to blow. Cause a nigga got the glow. They wanna come, but everybody can't go.
This is short of broken camel's back. Last button on Gable's coat. Nigga, if you wanna glow, you gotta disable bro.
Gotta get rid of it.
And get up off your cheeks.
Get up off your cheeks, nigga.
My fans love to hear me preach. Ride like a billionaire if I never meet Jay-Z. Leave a bitter taste in your mouth. Ain't never been shit sweet.
Over this way, nigga.
But she wanna lick the rapper. Her little baby got red snappers. Beat the pussy up and get some hair after. Then pass it to the homie and we share laughter. Man, these hoes for everybody. I mean, literally, dogs on everybody. Baby daddy mad, ready to put holes in everybody.
Damn, everybody?
Good luck with that homie. She got her pussy on her forehead. You stuck with that homie. The blood came through and left. Then they double back on me.
They think they know, but they really don't. I'm tryna get her to a level where it's really about to blow. Cause a nigga got the glow. They wanna come, but everybody can't go. They think they know, but they really don't. I'm tryna get her to a level.
never where it's really about to blow, cause a nigga got the glow. They wanna cover everybody, can't go.
Okay, y'all, we back. Yep, we're back. Yep. And we, you know what? We're talking about the coronavirus. I know y'all probably tired of it. I'm tired of it, but it's like you can't help but talk about it because everywhere that you turn, they done closed something else down. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, I work at a facility where we go out and do health screenings at different locations. So, I mean, they're canceling with us, letting us know we ain't letting no big groups of people come in. You know, like, it's really affecting a lot of businesses.
But it's crazy they're still making y'all go to work.
I mean, because we do this all over the country. So, we, like, my department, what we do is we just for, like, Michigan and
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not physically out there in the field. That is, our teams are out there in the field. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen because, like I said, they just keep canceling because people are afraid of large groups of people, like they've been telling, like
yeah.
the media has been telling everybody.
Yeah. I was going to hold a listening party, but I just figured it's not wise to even try.
You should
to
do a private listening party.
Yeah, I
just
might
like
to,
some invite only type shit.
Yeah, I might have to do it like that. Even then, a lot
invite
of people
invite the media. Only invite the media.
Yeah.
Hey, that would be dope, and you could have it at our.
Okay, I mean, shit. Let me know when y'all
look,
got it up and running.
Trey in. Cool, Akron
yeah.
Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Who else is Akron Media? Akron Hip Hop. That sounds.
Oh,
yeah.
King
Loke for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice, though.
And us. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying?
No, we can find a couple more people.
I don't want to be wrong. You know what I mean?
You scared?
I ain't scared, but I just don't want to take no chances.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
That's crazy, though, y'all. So, I mean, how do y'all honestly feel about the whole coronavirus? You like, how do y'all feel about the release of it? When it, you know, it just hit, what, a few months ago. Like, how do you guys, I want to know how y'all honestly feel, because I know how I feel, and I want to know how you guys feel.
Don't get me on no conspiracy shit.
I don't even think it's a conspiracy. It's plain as day. Like, this is some man-made shit that they put out there.
Right.
It's still conspiracy to those who don't think about that.
Right.
Yeah, you really got to be slow to not see what's going on with this shit. Like, it's weird. It seems like some shit out of a movie, bro. It don't even seem like it's real.
Outbreak.
Exactly. Exactly. I was watching TV earlier, watching the fucking college basketball tournaments and shit, while they were being canceled. And it's like, damn, it almost didn't seem real. Like, I'm really watching this shit. It's really a crazy hyped up thing. I don't know how serious it is, if they're like overdoing it, or if this shit is really that serious, but I know I don't want to catch it.
Period. I agree with you, like, 100%, because I just feel like, I just seen a post today, and I was supposed to research it before the show today, I just didn't have time, but they were saying how every election year, like, the government puts out something else, like, it's some other big disease
that's here.
They said every election year, has a disease. SARS 2004. They said avian. I don't know. I'm not hit to avian, but they said the avian flu. Okay, well, the avian flu in 2008. The swine flu in 2010. MERS. What's that? MERS. Oh, MERS. MERS. MRSA. MERS. Okay, I'm not hit to that one either. 2012. Ebola. 2014, Zika, I'm not hip to that.
The mosquito.
That's what that was?
Oh, man.
Okay. Ebola in 2018,
yeah.
And now the coronavirus. So they're saying, this post was saying, every election year they're coming out with something different. And to me, trying to create hysteria.
I agree.
And also, I mean, it's like you just said, it's clear that they put the shit out there. It's been out. It was, to me, geographically, to me, it's a population thing.
Population control.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
In my opinion, I don't want, y'all can say I'm wrong and all this, but I don't care. It's my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Yes.
I agree,
and that's
with
what
it.
I feel.
I agree with
they
it.
They try to kill off some people. Shit.
I'm real salty that they canceled South by Southwest and then they canceled the NBA season. It's
that,
like,
hey, that South by Southwest, though, that is going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna take a big hit from that.
They said they had to fire a third of their employees behind that.
Do you know how much money that whole event brings in? Because it would last over a week.
Yep.
Man, that's crazy. And those tickets, they cost so much money, man. The hotel. I'm just thinking about
everything.
Flights, hotels. Everything took a hit. Everything took a hit.
Took a hit.
Generated to make money. But if it's shut it all down, that city, if you bid on that city to get that event, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just fucked.
Yeah, that shit treacherous. Nobody getting refunded. It's just an L for everybody.
Everybody just like, hey, it is what it is. It's a national, it's a state emergency. It's a country emergency. You got to take that L.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about all these cheap flights people getting to. Like, I'm not hating or at all because I wanted to grab a few. You feel me?
Me too.
But I just feel like pretty soon they're going to shut shit down. It don't matter if you done bought a flight or not. You're not going nowhere.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck somewhere. You're going to be flew somewhere and now you can't leave.
Now you can't get back.
I think the planes probably are cleaner than anything.
Yeah, they're cleaning them constantly.
But when you get to where you're going,
yeah,
that's when it's funky. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly. The airport full of motherfuckers is just...
No, I'm just saying if the government really shuts down, I mean, come on, y'all. When has this shit ever happened? Honestly, not since I've been alive. They've never just shut down schools.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down all this stuff. I mean, literally, at my job, I'm getting all these messages like 5-6 times a day.
This is historical
people
shit.
That died. Like,
yeah.
It's serious.
That's because that old white boy in there, man. Don't get me talking about that.
Man, 45.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, though, it's never happened in our lifetime, though. Yeah. Not this serious. Remember anthrax when that shit happened?
I remember that.
Things happen, but to this extent.
It has not happened to this extent.
Look at this dude. The dude is fried. Dude, he got money. So what? Bloomberg had money. So what? Bloomberg dropped out, endorsed dude. It's that money thing. It's that pilgrim thing. You know what I'm saying?
Just
don't get me on that.
It's like,
hey,
I don't
but
know.
Deanna did a post today. This and she really shocked me with this post. I'm not going to lie because that martial law shit she posted about.
Because
if we go into martial law, y'all know like, President Trump, like, it ain't no getting him out of office.
Right.
Man, I got an inbox from somebody that just sent me some shit. It said, I work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple weeks, it's going to be martial law. It's going to be this. It's going to be that.
Mm.
I've been hearing this shit all the time, but now I understand where we're at right now. It's probably going to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean?
It's damn near like that already in Italy.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah.
They shut it down.
Everybody better, and it's crazy. Like people really better start stocking up on the staples that they need, you know, to survive in an event that we really can't go out of our houses. And you know, it's like we seen all these movies,
yeah.
And the movies done prepped us for this shit.
But we are resilient.
Oh,
not
for sure.
Not resilient to the cooties, but we survive.
We survive.
We are exactly. I know what you meant.
You know, they are. Scared to death. We be broke. We can live broke and look good being broke.
And be good.
They gonna kill themselves. They gonna be fucked up.
Cause we done been there. Right.
Mm-hmm. Look at us. We still surviving and still thriving.
Exactly.
They don't have that aspect. I hate to make it
the black and white thing. You know?
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is, though.
It is what it is. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who I'm going to vote for this next election. I might sit this one out, man. I don't know what.
You can't do that, though. You cannot do that for real, because it's just like people be saying that and they be like, they be like, okay, my vote, my one vote don't count. Man, I seen this one post and it's still on my phone. I'm going to show y'all. But it was just saying like the black vote don't count. And then the percentage of black people who didn't vote. And then it was like the number of votes they won by. Our,
yeah.
we it definitely counts.
It
does count, though.
We just go vote. Just vote. Yeah. I don't care who you vote for.
You just make your voice heard. Like,
if I do vote, it'll probably be, which I probably will, because I vote every election. I always say that I'm not fucking voting, but I'm going to probably drag my ass out and end up voting for whoever the Democratic nominee is, but I'm not really fond of none of the nominees.
I just said that today.
The best of
what evil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. That shit is corny.
It is.
We got the voice to do it.
Yeah.
They don't stall us out like they we see it in the South, how they stalled out a mayor, the black mayor, he just went to go vote. And they stalled him out like, oh, we can't do this. He's like, I'm a mayor. So the white people are like, oh. So now they got to retract their shit.
Yes.
They don't know all the... They look at us different. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly. I mean...
Just vote.
Just
vote.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Okay. So I didn't do this blog, and I didn't do it for a couple of reasons, but you know, you was with me. We experienced racism, like flat out racism and everything.
Yeah.
We were at Habitat for Humanity. And they was just straight up racist. Like, we took the, you know, they be having, I don't know, you know what Habitat for Humanity is? It's like a little thrift store up on Roman Grove.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they got all this furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we saw these little chairs we was going to put in the studio or whatever. They was like $10 per chair. We got three of them.
Right.
So, we didn't pay. Huh?
We got more.
It was three.
It was three sets.
Right. It was three sections. So, but each section was $10. So, you know, we about to go out and dude was like, oh, I can't believe these are only $10. So,
but that motherfucker was like,
I don't care. And then, so I'm like, well, can I get my receipt? So he gave me my receipt. We walk out. We about to put the stuff in the truck. Next thing you know, they send these two black dudes out like, oh, yeah, we need to see our receipt. And y'all didn't pay for them. I'm like, what the, you know, like pissed. Like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? So now all of a sudden, they come back with a $20 ticket talking about, oh, these was $20. I'm like, they like, where the tag that was on yours? I said, I gave them to her. And it was only one tag on them. It wasn't even another tag on them. Y'all come up with a whole another $20 tag. Like, it was just crazy. Like, it was just crazy. Just straight outward racism, period. They sent the blacks out.
The ticket was already there with the white girl.
And she didn't say nothing. And that's why it was just crazy. Because you could tell she was kind of pissed about it. But she still got to ride with her employers and shit. You know, but she didn't say nothing. She don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know, like, he literally was day-day up in there. Top flight of the world. Like, he had action. You know, he gave me that receipt back and he took his action and they came out there and blew down on us. I was like, man, just run me my money back. Like, I don't even want this shit.
Right.
Fuck y'all.
Right.
So I still might do that blog because I guess I'm still feeling some type of way about it.
It's like they're really bold right now.
Yeah. It's just outward and we just got to deal with it.
That's why I'm afraid dude going to get reelected even if we come out in numbers, because there's so many people that agree with his ideology. And you know, it's just a weird time we're living in.
It's definitely a weird time. Man, a lot of the motherfuckers probably going to go off by the, what's this epidemic that's going on?
Mm-hmm.
They won't fall by the wayside. They're in fear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're always in fear.
And it's like they're intentionally hyping it up. They want people to be scared. I see Tom Hanks got the shit. I feel for him.
Tom Hanks got it? I didn't see that.
And his wife.
Dang, I ain't see that.
You know what? I got
Forrest Gump.
They got up,
still
man.
Got past feeling sorry for shit. Y'all don't feel sorry for us. When we got these movies with us and these stars with us and this shit with us, I want to get all into you, my nigga. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Shout out to my bro Murray and this motherfucker, man. 100 proof in the building.
Shout out to Murray.
We're on the same page, man. I don't feel no sympathy no more towards the other side. You know what I'm saying? It's all about us right now. Yeah. We're on the building.
Absolutely. Higher learning. What, an hour and a half or some shit like that? Yeah. For sure.
That's crazy. Hey, my one people at work told me. So it's crazy. I don't even know how we got on the conversation, but she just basically told me, like, everybody's a little racist.
She might be right, but we can't really be racist because we're not in position to stop them from having opportunities. And unless you are a black person who will just stop a white person from having an opportunity or something just because of their color.
I mean, if that's what y'all think racism is.
I mean, shit like that.
It's power.
Know? Yeah. Racism is power. You in a position something because of the color of the skin. This is colors only. I mean, this is whites only. And yeah, that was racism.
Okay.
That's right. That's
I guess I've never nobody ever really explained it like on that level, but I guess I feel that.
Yeah.
But no, so you telling me somebody like a white person just is straight up don't like black people. So they're just prejudiced. They're not racist.
If
they don't have no power, they're just a regular, you know, a work employee. And they just don't like black people. You can't call them a racist then, right?
If they're on your same level.
Right. They only
work employees.
Yes.
They're just prejudiced. But if they have the power to be like, I see what your credentials are, you could be moved up, but I'm going to knock you down. Racist.
And it's kind of racist if they, you know, get to talking to your boss about you and get you fired or some shit like that. I look at that as kind of some racist shit because you fucking somebody's opportunity up because of the color of their skin. And that shit happens a lot in America.
It's been happening. It's going to keep happening.
Because, I mean, segregation just
ended. We got to accept it, though. That's what be crazy.
Segregation just ended when my parents was in, like, elementary school, kindergarten. It wasn't that fucking long ago. So these people still had kids and grandkids and passed down them same ideas. And now their kids and grandkids are doctors, lawyers, cops, councilmen, mayors, and they in position of power to keep black people oppressed and shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, but what can we really do? Get out and vote.
Right, I hear y'all. It's crazy because I don't want to be that person that is like considered racist. Because to me, I hear y'all saying the power shit. Y'all explained it to me, so now I can kind of apply that. But to me, prejudice is racist. Like to me, those are synonyms.
No.
To me, in my opinion, those are fucking synonyms. If you don't like white people, you're fucking racist. Period. If you don't like black people, you're a racist.
You prejudice.
In my opinion,
it's like you're prejudging somebody because of the color of their skin. Oh, you're white, so I don't like you. You're prejudiced against white people, but you're racist if you do some foul shit to them just because they're white. You get me?
Hold them back.
Yeah, right.
If you can hold them back, you're racist.
Yeah.
If you just don't like them because
I mean, anybody can hold anybody back.
No.
How not?
If I go outside and see a white person that say nigga to me, they just nigga. I'm just a nigga to them. They don't have no means to hold me back because they just said a word. But if I go to your job and I want a position in your job, you just be like, nope. But I have all the credentials to surpass all these other fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You just be like, oh, we're just not looking for you. But I can look into your criteria of what I do. And you just be like, nope.
I mean, I get it. I hear what you're saying.
It's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. That's why they say the president is racist, because he's the president. He's supposed to be the most powerful motherfucker in the land, but he doesn't seem to be for people. I don't even think that he's really just racist. He just don't like poor people. Anybody who disagrees with him, pretty much.
You just hit the nail on the head. Okay, so shout out to Eljo, y'all, coming through,
man,
dropping his new music.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all download it tonight, 12 a.m.
Yeah. Hard copies to be out in the city tomorrow. I'll be moving around with them. I'm about to give my people some hard copies. Got to skate, man. Shout out to my dog Murray in the building, man, up here from the bus. He got some work coming real soon. I'm going to be on this project. He's going to be dropping soon as well. And, yeah, Ear Candy, keep doing it.
Hey,
I will be
you.
Back.
Yes, sir. Okay, so what was your favorite song that Eldro dropped tonight?
Remember now, we got to talk about politics.
Okay, so because we going to play it. Love Changes, the first one I played.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Nostalgia?
Yeah.
Nostalgia?
Smoking
Fuck or Sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
I listen to 93 all the time.
Love Changes.
Okay.
That's your favorite?
A lot of people do. So my nigga Murray said the same shit.
Dang. I like that first one I played too, though. But we're going to go ahead and play Love Changes. Good night,
My mama used to say, watch who you call friends. Cause they too many that's gonna be there when it all ends. Man, I swear I should've listened when she told me that. Instead, I show love that niggas never show me back. Man, you think you knew a nigga for your whole life. But turn around and he at your spine with a whole knife. Fuck a fake friend, I'd rather have an enemy. If you ain't rocking with me, my nigga, then don't pretend to be. Love is good until you show it to the wrong one. Act like they real and do you dirty in the long run. It's crazy just to see the way these motherfuckers roll. That's why I do my own thing and now trust the soul. Tried to play you when you thought that was your day one. Them be the type of niggas that I stay away from. Got into it with some niggas that I still love. It's just the way this shit unfolds when it's real love. Love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah. I said, love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. They say don't show no love, that shit'll get you killed. But if you don't show no love, you be a victim still. It's like a game you can't win, it's a gift and a curse. The people that you love the most be and did you the worst. Had a few bitches that I really love from the heart. But really shouldn't have been fucking with them from the start. Gave them my all and I never got shit in return. Only thing I can say is fuck it, you live and you learn. That heartbreak can make you see the real more and more. Beefing with niggas that you would've went to war. These niggas love to see you low until they see you get it. Then once you got it, them niggas don't wanna see you with it. Jealous niggas gotta keep them out your circle. No matter what you doing, there's still people out to hurt you. That shit you go through gon' build you or it's gon' make you fold. When friends change up on you, that shit'll make you cold. Love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah. Yeah, I said, love changes, a thug changes, and best friends become strangers. Yeah, some niggas turn their back on you. Other niggas stab you in yours. Yeah. My mama used to say, watch who you call friends. Cause they too many that's gonna be there when it all ends. Man, I swear I should've listened.
Yeah. Tell y'all niggas about me. Yeah.
I came up in the section where it ain't no hope. Where young niggas get the stress and when it ain't no dope. Right around the block from where they get it down at. Gunshots and sirens, the city soundtrack. Ain't nowhere to go, they got a nigga caged in. Only promises a coffin or the safe bin. The people around you don't wanna see you make it out. Soon as the nigga reach the gate, they try and take him out. Hard times hit the hood like a hurricane. In this life ain't nothing good, it's a dirty game. Where I'm from, you never let a nigga cross you twice. Cause the end result of that might be a loss of life. Right or wrong, it's just the times that we living in.
No matter how hard it get, I'm never giving in. R.I.P. the Bolo, yeah, we used to get it in. Might be gone, but through my rhymes, you gon' live again. Yeah. Might be gone, but through my rhymes, you gon' live again. Might be gone, but through my rhymes, you gon', yeah. Fuck the police, they just wanna put the cuffs on us. Like young niggas ain't already got enough on us. It's a struggle just trying to survive day to day. Ain't nobody giving you shit, you gotta make a way. Looking back at all the obstacles I overcame. Feeling numb to this shit like it was no game. In my life I got some wounds that I never heal. Still I never ever folded and I never will. Niggas risk their life for a gold chain. Kill you without thinking twice, it's a gold game. Money the only thing that matter when the nigga broke. Trying not to go back to that shit, keep a nigga woke. Typical bullshit, keep a nigga stressed. Lot of shit on my mind, so it's hard to get some rest. Can't be mad, this the lifestyle we all chose. Will I fail or prevail, only God knows. Will I fail or prevail, only God knows. Will I fail or prevail only? Yeah. No matter how it go, the world still turning. Trying to teach my young niggas, but I'm still learning. But can I tell them that ain't already been said yet? Been through so much shit, I'm just happy I ain't dead yet. Trying to see a meal before I see the crossroads. See my love and loyalty is just a lost goal. Plus there's a lot of niggas taking from the sideline. In this game, we ain't playing by no guidelines. In my city, niggas raising up the crime rate. You eating all you on the menu, that's the mindset. If you got it and they want it, they'll really get you. Make sure them niggas that's around you is really with you. Get your team right, nigga, then get your green right. Don't wait for nobody else to give you the green light. Just remember, shit ain't always what it seems like. If you can't understand that, then you ain't seen life. If you can't understand that, then you ain't seen life. If you can't understand that, then you ain't, yeah.